We've got hour number two. Grant Napier with you. We'll talk with the voice of the Washington Redskins at 5:30. That's Larry Michael. The Redskins opening up on Monday Night Football against the Steelers. And then we'll talk some MLB baseball in the 6 o'clock hour at about 6:18. A couple of players getting deals done. Drew Brees got a deal done. Emmanuel Sanders, a 3-year extension, gets his deal done. You know, Drew Brees, by the way, it's pretty amazing because a $44.5 million deal with a $30 million cap hit. That's pretty incredible. I mean, you would think, gee, how does that happen? But, you know, Drew Brees, he's 37. And at what point will his skills start to diminish? Now, again, a $30 million cap hit this season. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't think the Saints are that good. I mean, I'm looking at this team and I'm trying to think, okay, they fixed their defense enough. Their defense was absolutely pathetic last year. It was terrible. And so now I'm looking at this team and I'm thinking, okay, you got your quarterback done, but boy, that's a lot of money for Drew Brees. That's a lot of money who's going to be turning 38 in January. Now, if you think, well, gee, 38, well, these are the quarterbacks that retired at age 38. Kurt Warner, he was pretty good, right? Dan Marino, he was pretty good, right? John Elway, yeah, he was pretty good, huh? Joe Montana, Steve Young, good old Y.A. Tittle. Used to love watching Y.A. when I was just a pup. Y.A. Tittle. But, you know, again, we know that players with the technology and the advances in, you know, training and everything else can play a little bit longer. But, you know, again, it's only, you know, guaranteed for the next 2 years, $44 million. That's not bad, right? That is not bad. All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. That's 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Tiger Woods is in the news today. Tiger coming out and saying that he is going to play golf again. He's going to play a couple events here beginning in October. As a matter of fact, he'll be right in our backyard at Silverado in Napa. And I'm wondering, because I don't think we'll ever see Tiger Woods win again. All right, I would almost... I would give you great odds that he'll never win another major, but I don't think he's ever going to win on tour again. But it is good for the game. I mean, I really believe it is good for the game. I can't look at this and say it's not good for the sport of golf if Tiger Woods is playing. I mean, I think that everyone associated with the game of golf, or most everyone associated with the game of golf, you know, is happy to see at least Tiger Woods coming back, all right? He's going to come back next month, and again, his first event will be at Silverado in Napa. And then, if all goes well there, he's going to play in two more tournaments. So he announced today three tournaments that he's going to play in. He'll play in the Turkish Airlines Open. He'll play in the Bahamas beginning on December 1st in the Hero World Challenge. I mean, who wouldn't play in that? So you go Napa, you go Turkey, and you go the Bahamas. He said, quote, my rehabilitation is to the point where I'm comfortable making plans, but I still have work to do. Whether I can play depends on my continued progress and recovery. My hope is to have my game ready to go. Pretty amazing. It's been a long time since we've seen Tiger Woods on the golf course. I don't think he's ever going to win again. I really don't. I don't think he's going to win again. Clearly, I can't see him winning a major. I really can't. Now, I know that Johnny Miller says that Tiger Woods can win 6 to 8 more times. What's Johnny basing that on? That's what I'd like to know. Like, what's he basing that on? This is what Johnny Miller had to say. He said, 40 is pretty young. His body is not worn out. He's had his humps and bumps. If he's going to come back and play some kind of schedule, you cannot count Tiger Woods out. talent always comes to the surface if you give it a chance. I really pick him to win six or eight more tournaments in his second career at least. Well, first of all, how does Johnny Miller know whether his body is worn out or not? Does Johnny Miller, did he ask Tiger if he can borrow his body for the weekend? How the hell would he know what his body is? I mean, obviously, his body has got major issues, all right? His knees, his back. I mean, again, I'm not Tiger Woods, but based on what he's had to endure, I would say that his body is closer to being worn out than not being worn out. I mean, how does Johnny Miller say that his body is not worn out? Based on what? Said he's had his humps and bumps. No, he hasn't had his humps and bumps, Johnny. He's had multiple surgeries on his knee and back. That's not humps and bumps. I guarantee if I said, hey, Johnny, we're going to give you six surgeries in the next 4 years, he probably wouldn't be calling it humps and bumps. Give me a break here. I mean, how would Johnny Miller know how Tiger Woods' body is? Based on what we've seen, it's obviously not anything. He's the Tony Romo of golf right now. That's pretty much what we're dealing with. I mean, that's the analogy I would use. All right, if you want to get in on the program, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. And by the way, I hope I'm wrong. I hope Tiger does win. I think it would be great for the sport. I think it would be phenomenal. But I don't see it happening because I don't think his body is capable of staying on the golf course long enough to get into a rhythm to where he can play. And here's the other issue. Look at the competition on tour right now. I mean, since Tiger Woods left the game, think of all the great golfers that have emerged. You know, the Jordan Spieths, the Jason Day. You know, look at where Dustin Johnson is right now. You know, McIlroy had a great weekend. I mean, there are a lot of other golfers I didn't mention. I just don't see it happening. I really don't. I don't see it happening. All right, if you want to talk about that, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Thursday Night Football tomorrow. Who do you like and why? As you can get down to the Firestone Public House. That's exactly right. 1132 16th Street tomorrow to watch the game. And the street team will be giving a KHTK prize pack at halftime. If you need more information, all you need to do is go to khtk.com. What will the impact of Josh Norman not being on the defense? As Chris Landry told me, you know, they're built, you know, they start at the line. They have, you know, Luke Kuechly. You know, then they go to the secondary. So their secondary, you know, is not asked to be on an island that often in terms of the opposing quarterback having time to throw the football because their front seven is so good at getting to the quarterback, all right? So, to me, I'm looking at a Carolina team, clearly the much better quarterback in this game. I think their defense is as good as Denver's. I think the game plan, as Chris Landry was saying, will have to be different than what we saw last year in the Super Bowl. Clearly, Von Miller had a profound impact on that game, and that's why he was the MVP. So they'll probably have a different strategy on him. And now I'm looking at a Carolina team that has a chance to get off to a really, really good start. By the way, it's been put out there that Ryan Lochte has been suspended 10 months by the United States Olympic Committee and USA Swimming for the incident that he had in Rio. We know the story, said a stranger pointed a gun at him, demanded money to let him leave. You know, Lochte first said it was a robbery. Brazilian police said he and three other swimmers vandalized a gas station bathroom. They were confronted by armed security guards. So that means he will miss the 2017 World Championships as part of the suspension. But hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because you can see him with Dancing with the Stars. No problem. Because You won't see Ryan Lochte in a swimming pool, but don't worry about it. No problem. No problem. Because he'll be on Dancing with the Stars. You know what they can do? Maybe after his, they do the waltz or whatever the hell you call it. How about some ballroom dancing? They can put a little kiddie pool on the stage, and he can jump into the pool and do a few laps in there. What do you think? What a disgrace. What an absolute joke. Now, you can't swim. You've been suspended for 10 months. But no problem. No problem at all. You can come on network TV and perform on Dancing with the Stars. The problem with that is they need to rename the show now. All right? How about Dancing with the Imbeciles? How about Dancing with the Liars? What do you think about that? How about Dancing with the Liars with Ryan Lochte? That sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Just replace the name. I bet you your ratings would soar. Just soar. Dancing with the Liars. That's got a nice ring to it, huh? Dancing with the Liars with Lochte. Now, to me, I might watch it if they call that show Dancing with the Liars. I would actually think about going home and asking Mrs. Napier, hey, you want to spend a little time on watching Dancing with the Liars with Lochte? I could see us doing that. What a joke. What an absolute disgrace. But hey, and here's the other deal. If he missteps, if he falls down, if he hurts himself, he does not have to worry about getting in the pool. At least for 10 months. At least for 10 months. This country just blows me away sometimes. It really does. You want to lie? You want to embarrass the United States of America? Go right ahead. But don't worry, we got room for you still with Dancing with the Stars. Now I got people saying, well, gee, it was agreed to before the Olympics. All right, well, let me ask you this question. It was agreed to before the Olympics, right? What would happen if someone agreed to appear on Dancing with the Stars and killed someone? Do you think they'd still be on Dancing with the Stars? Oh, but they agreed to it before they killed someone, right? Use your freaking brain, would you, people? This is an outrage. It really is. This is a guy that embarrassed the entire country, embarrassed the United States Olympic Committee, embarrassed Team USA, and now, no problem, you can turn on ABC in prime time and watch Ryan Lochte dancing with the stars. Brutal. All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140, again, 339-1140, and 800-920-1140. Baseball, Giants, and Rockies will wrap up their set with Suarez on the hill. Giants finally trying to win a series. It's been a long time. And keep pace or maybe even pick up a game on the Dodgers. They also have to be very concerned about what's going on with the Cardinals and the Mets. The Cardinals already up 1-0. In the top of the first, they're playing in Pittsburgh, and they had the incredible game last night with Carpenter. I think it was Carpenter hitting a home run in the top of the ninth, down a run, two outs, and an 0-2 pitch, and he hammered it to right center field to tie the game. And then the Cardinals scored a couple more times, and they win that game. And speaking of the Cardinals, they will be in San Francisco for four games next week. So this is every single game is important right now. Every single game. You cannot be blowing games right now. And I'm not saying you can't win the division. I think it's, you know, a four-game deficit is not insurmountable, obviously, when you're playing a team six times, three in 2 weeks, and then three at the end of the season to wrap up 162. So I'm not saying that, you know, you can't make up four games. I mean, I'm still not sold on the Dodgers, although, hey, they are getting back. They are getting back their ace. Clayton Kershaw this weekend. And if Clayton Kershaw pitches the way he was, boy, and especially with the way Rich Hill's pitching, that could be very difficult for them. Very difficult. All right, let's get to some phone calls at 339-1140, 800-920-1140, and we check in with Trey. Hello, Trey.
How you doing, Grant?
What's
I have a
up?
Question.
Yes.
You were talking about locker room hours of disgrace in America, this America, that. Isn't it the same thing when our law enforcement do something wrong and they're on paid leave administration? Isn't that pretty much the same thing?
You know what, Trey? Go call somebody else, would you please? This is a sports show. You want to talk? Hey, Trey, you want to talk about the police department and the people that protect and service? Go call up another show. I always stand by the people that protect and service every day. If you don't, shame on you. Shame on you. Go call somebody else. Disgraceful. You're going to compare that to Ryan Lochte? You're a moron. You're an absolute idiot. All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Here's the deal, all right? This country has a bad habit of rewarding people that don't deserve to be rewarded, all right? And for Ryan Lochte to appear on Dancing with the Stars, I look at that as a reward, okay? I look at that as a financial reward. I look at that as a reward for being on a show of that stature. And to me, all right, the people that make these decisions should have a spine and should have enough common sense to do the right thing. And the right thing is he should not be appearing on this program. He embarrassed this country, all right? He overshadowed a lot of the great accomplishments by many of our athletes in the summer games, all right? He should not be rewarded by going on a primetime network show. You know, when is our society going to just, you know, do the right thing and make it public so that everyone knows that, you know what, when you lie, when you do things of this magnitude, you don't get rewarded. You get punished. Just like Team USA and the Olympic Committee, all right, and USA Swimming. They punished him. He's not going to be able to perform in the 2017 World Championships. All right, he's being punished by the sport, but yet he's being rewarded to go on a primetime network TV show. Are you kidding me? It's just I don't understand that. I just do not understand that. Why? Because his name is in the news? Because what? Because he has 12 Olympic medals? Who cares? He has 12 Olympic medals, and he disgraced the country that he performed for, the United States. How about some backbone from our network executives? How about some backbone from the people that make these decisions? Like, if Ryan Lochte had to be replaced on Dancing with the Stars, like, would anyone really have a problem with that? Like, would ABC all of a sudden lose ratings because they replaced Ryan Lochte? I don't think so. It's awful. It really is. Absolutely awful. All right, if you want to comment on that, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. If you want to text the show, 44-1140. We're going to be with you right up until 7 o'clock. Coming up still on the show today at 5:32, we'll preview the Washington Redskins with Larry Michael. And we'll talk some Major League Baseball in the final hour of the show. You know, the Redskins are an interesting team this year in this sense. You look at what they did last year. They did win the division, all right, in a weak NFC East. And obviously, they were not able to reach a deal with their quarterback, Kirk Cousins. And so Kirk Cousins has got to have a really good year to get his payday. The good news is it looks like Matt Jones, who missed the last couple of weeks, should be good to go on Monday night. You're taking on a Pittsburgh team that I think has a chance to be very special this year. Very special. Now, I'm looking at the Redskins' schedule. We're going to find out a lot about this team right off the get-go. Because they have Pittsburgh at home, then they play Dallas at home, then they're at the Giants. Then they have a very interesting part of the schedule after their bye week. Minnesota at home, Green Bay at home, at Dallas, at Arizona, at Philadelphia, home Carolina, at Chicago, home Giants. That is a brutal stretch coming up right there. Romo should be back for that game on Thanksgiving. And again, Minnesota, Green Bay, at Dallas, at Arizona, at Philadelphia, Carolina, at Chicago, home, New York Giants. Redskins have a very difficult schedule. A very, very difficult schedule. All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Let's check in with Matt. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hi, Grant. Yeah, I wanted to comment on the Lockley thing. America used to have integrity, and it's just seemed gone away. It's probably TV's fault, I don't know. But also I blame the parents of him. I mean, the parents, to a certain extent, may have brought him up right, but...
Hey, he's an adult now. I'm not blaming the parents for the actions of an adult. I can't do that. That's number one.
Right now.
And yeah, right now. And again, he hasn't had any issues until right now. And listen, I'm not saying that he'd be thrown in jail and have the key thrown into the ocean. All I'm saying is, okay, you know what? He embarrassed Team USA. He embarrassed the United States. All right? Where's the decision? Why are they keeping him on this program? I don't get that. Brad, we'll get to you here on the Grant Napier Show. What's up, Brad? All right, let's get Brad. Tell him we'll get back to him in just a minute. I guess, you know, who's going to take the first step in this country? And maybe that's too broad of a statement, but when are decision makers going to start doing the right thing? You know, when's that going to happen? And I'm talking about in the sports sense here. I just don't get it. I don't get it. All right, let's get to Brad again. Hello, Brad. You're on with Grant Napier.
Hello.
Hello, Brad.
How you doing, Grant?
I'm fine, Brad. What's going on?
Oh, I just want to say I couldn't agree with you more about the Ryan Lochte situation. I mean, what a jackass. He totally made our country just that's embarrassing.
It was. He embarrassed everyone in the country. He embarrassed Team USA. He embarrassed the United States Olympic Committee. And now, all of a sudden, you know, he's going to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, it's a joke. I'm not even going to watch that damn show almost because of him.
I'm not either. I'm boycotting it. And not that I watch it a lot. I have watched it in the past when there are certain sports figures that I've wanted to see on there. But I'm not. I will not. I will. If I'm flipping the channels and I come across it, I'm going right off it. I will not watch one second of it.
Hey, you're the man, Grant. Have a good day, buddy.
All right. Thank you. I just won't. Not watching it. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. ABC's probably thrilled that I'm giving them so much publicity. Well, I don't get it. All right, if you want to call the show, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Don't forget to join the street team tomorrow at Firestone Public House, 1132 16th Street. Great place to watch the start of the NFL season. With Denver hosting Carolina, the street team will be giving a KHTK prize pack at halftime. Hey, if you need more information, all you need to do is go to khtk.com. Grant Napier's show coming right back here on Sports 1140 KHTK. All right, we are back with you here on the Grant Napier Show, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140, talking about the swimmer Ryan Lochte. He has been suspended 10 months by the United States Olympic Committee and USA Swimming because of his embarrassing incident at the Summer Games. Now, if you missed his comments from last week, he was asked what he would say to the people of Rio. No, it didn't tarnish it a little. It tarnished it a lot. Speaking of intoxication, he was asked about that. All right, he was asked about his three teammates, Gunnar Bentz, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Fagan, about, you know, their actions, and this is the way he responded. And then he ended with these words. That was with Matt Lauer of NBC, the interview that he did with Ryan Lochte. Hey, I'm sure he is very sorry. I'm sure he is embarrassed. I'm sure that, you know, everything he said, he meant in that interview. And again, I'm not, you know, out here trying to send the guy to prison and throw away the key. That's not what I'm doing here. I mean, I think when you, you know, make a mistake, you got to pay for your actions. And he is being punished by the United States Olympic Committee and USA Swimming, suspending him where he'll miss the 2017 World Championships. And I think that's great. I just don't think that, you know, our network executives for ABC should, you know, turn around. And I understand that the deal was done before he left, but the deal can be canceled. It can be terminated, and it should be. Adam, you're next here. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Grant, how are you doing?
Hello, Adam.
Hey, as far as Lochte, how I look at it, he should just be suspended indefinitely. He should not be allowed back in the pool. He should not be allowed to represent the United States, disgrace his entire country. And I don't know how else to put it into words. On another note, I had a question about the NFL. What's your thought on this Sunday's game between the Lions and the Colts? And I'll take your answer off air.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. You know, the one thing about the Lions is some people think that Matt Stafford's going to be a better quarterback with Calvin Johnson because he stared at him too much. He stared him down, sorry. Matt stared him down, stared him down too much. And they think that, you know, he will have better success. I'm not one to think that. This game is at Indianapolis. You know, I think that the Colts are about a 500 team. I like them in this game only because they are at home. I'll be honest, if this game were in Detroit, I would pick Detroit. I think this is pretty much a toss-up type of a game, and I'm only taking Indianapolis because they're at home. But I want to see what the impact of the Detroit Lions will be without Calvin Johnson. It's not like they won with Calvin Johnson, so let's see how Stafford does without him. But I'm looking at the Lions this year. I mean, clearly Green Bay is the team to beat in that division with the injury to Teddy Bridgewater. And, you know, again, Andrew Luck, I don't know how healthy he is. You know, I know that he was limited earlier today in practice due to his right shoulder. So if he's limited in practice on a Wednesday, that would concern me a little bit. Now, Golden Tate for the Lions has been limited also. Other than that, they are very healthy. They are very healthy. All right, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Let's get to Kiko. Hello, Kiko.
Hey, what's going on, Grant?
What's happening?
Hey, wanted to get your take on Tortorella's position that you sit during the national anthem on my bench, you're going to sit on the
I love it. I think it's great. You know, if you're going to play on Team USA, which means you're playing for the United States of America, then stand for the anthem. If you don't stand, then don't play. I like it. I said that at the beginning of my show. I'm all for it. If you're going to play in this particular event for Team USA and you're going to have the American flag on your jersey in this hockey tournament, you know, with USA written across the front, then stand for the anthem. If you don't believe in standing for the anthem, then get someone else to take your place.
Good, yeah. I'm on the same page with you, and I was wondering, do you know of any other players outside of, I think it was Lane and Kaepernick, is anybody else having sat or looking to, you know, are going to sit if they made that comment for the first week of the NFL, especially on Sunday being 9/11? Are you aware of anybody else who's kind of...
I have not heard anybody else from any other teams. It is my understanding that the players, and I may be wrong when I say this, but that they have not consulted with their teams before sitting down, the three that you just mentioned. So I'll tell you this. I can't imagine anything worse. I have no problem saying this. I'm fully aware of what I'm saying. I cannot think of anything worse than a professional athlete in the National Football League not standing for the national anthem on 9/11. I mean, I really can't. I'll tell you this. I will be irate. I will come in here on Monday, and I will rip the hell out of them. And I don't care if people agree with me or not. That's my right. That's my First Amendment right to tell you how I feel. If you are not going to stand on the field for the national anthem on 9/11, then do us all a favor. Stay in the locker room until after the anthem. Do not disrespect the people that lost their lives on 9/11, on that terror attack. Stay in the locker room. If you don't want to stand for the anthem, then stay in the locker room, and after the anthem is completed, then come on to the field.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I think I was going to say, do you think it's also part of this this Kaepernick doing it, he's able to get away with it because he's in the Bay Area? I'm a Houston Texans fan, and I'll
No
Texan would get away with that.
All right, Kiko, help me out here. What do you mean when you say wouldn't get away with it? I don't understand what you mean by that.
You're in San Francisco, a very liberal area, a little different. As I'm saying, you know, there are different parts of the country.
Yeah. I get that. But when you say he wouldn't get away with that, so you're telling me the reaction would be different. What would the reaction be in Houston?
I think the reaction in Houston would be that player would be called out numerous times on TV, radio. There would probably be some people saying, I'm not going to the game anymore. It'd be a different reaction based on that part of the country and kind of that culture of that area.
Well, again,
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know if you see it that way or just maybe my perception of the different areas. I mean, I guess I'm thinking if it were in Green Bay, you may get the same response that, hey, you know what? This is Middle America. This is Green Bay. You don't do that here. And there'd be a much greater backlash than I think there was because it's the Bay Area.
Thank you very much. And maybe someone, before the game starts on 9/12, because Kaepernick's not playing on 9/11, should show a video of all of the police officers that rushed into the towers and sacrificed their lives to try to save others that were in that unspeakable terror attack, and the Pentagon. There were many police officers, many first responders that rushed into the towers to try to save people, and they perished. We don't hear about those enough, in my opinion. We'll be right back. This is Sports 1140 KHTK. We take you up till 7 o'clock, taking your phone calls at 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Again, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Does anybody know that the U.S. Open is going on? Does anybody care about the U.S. Open? And this is coming from a tennis fan. Like, I drive around, I listen to all kinds of radio during the day. I don't hear anyone talking about the U.S. Open. And I got to tell you, it wasn't that long ago when, you know, we could sit here and actually have a conversation about Sampras and Agassi, or, you know, back when Connors and Borg and McEnroe and Yvonne Lendl and, you know, I mean, it's just unbelievable how, and listen, on the women's side, Serena Williams is fabulous. She's the best women's tennis player in the history of the sport, in my opinion. I mean, I always thought, you know, Martina and Chrissy and Steffi, but, I mean, what Serena's done is absolutely unbelievable. She's phenomenal. No one ever talks about it. You know, you talk about a sport that has just gone way downhill in this country. And I would think with Serena Williams continuing to set records in almost every tournament that she plays, And I don't know if it's because people feel that she doesn't have any legitimate competition. She doesn't have a rival. You know, when Martina was at the top of the world, her rival was Chrissy, you know, and even Steffi Graf, you know, she had rivals. Now who's the rival of Serena Williams? Like, I can't name a rival of Serena Williams. And there are no good American men tennis players. And by good, I mean, you know, players that are capable of winning a major or any tournament for that matter. It's just not. So I don't know if that has something to do with it. You know, maybe we got spoiled, you know, back to, you know, McEnroe and Connors and then Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi. Now, I mean, gosh, can you even name an American tennis player? A male. I know we all know who Serena Williams is. But, I mean, come on. And I like watching Serena play because, like, I mean, she's so dominant that I'm thinking to myself, am I going to be able to see a competitive match? You know, like when she loses, it's kind of like, wait a minute. Did she get hurt? Did she turn an ankle? Like, how on earth did she lose? Just, I don't know if there's a player on the planet that could even touch Serena Williams when she's on her A game. I don't see it. I really don't. But again, I was curious about that because I've been driving around. I've been listening to a lot of, you know, network radio. I've been listening to a lot of different sports talk shows in different parts of the country. And it's like no one ever talks about it. Yet you turn it on and there's big crowds. And I've got friends that travel to New York to go watch it. And I guess if you're a diehard fan, you probably love it. But, I mean, it's the same thing. I talked about this with John Wood a couple weeks ago, the caddy for Matt Kuchar. You know, it's like once September hits, you know, the FedEx Cup's got two tournaments left. You know, this coming week and then the Tour Championship. It's like, hey, guess what? It's football season. I don't care. And then the Ryder Cup. What? You know, you got the Ryder Cup with the, which is a phenomenal event every 2 years. It's a shame it's in September. All right, let's get to Tito. What's up, Tito? Tito, you there?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead. You're on the radio.
Hello. I'd like to agree with you about boycotting the Dancing with the Stars because of her disgrace there. And also think that we need to do more about sitting out on the national anthem. I'm a military guy. We weren't brought up that way. The military keeps being stepped on, and that's another step on us. You know, we're not being supported by our government. We're not being supported by sports.
Well, I disagree with you. I think you are being supported by sports because three people decide not to stand for the national anthem doesn't mean you're not being supported by sports. I totally disagree with that. 99.999% of the people do support the military, do honor the military, do appreciate our armed forces. So I think that the actions of a very small, minute faction. And by the way, on top of that, whether you believe it or not, I mean, Colin Kaepernick said that his not standing for the anthem has absolutely nothing to do with the military. But, again, that's what he said.
Well, he could have picked a different day to do it then.
All right, thanks.
Or he could have sat out and just came out after the national anthem, you know. And they're walking on the United States when you do that.
All right, thanks very much for the call. I would love it. I think it would be a better look for everyone. Stay in the locker room. Stay in the locker room. Now, I know the NFL has got a rule that everyone has to be out on the field for the national anthem. Well, in this case, it's better to not be on the field for the national anthem, especially on 9/11. I'm going to tell you, that will be a really bad, 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 bad look if you're sitting down on 9/11. That will be a really bad look because there are going to be celebrations in every single stadium in the National Football League on Sunday. All right? There will be a special pregame ceremony and a special anthem. And if you don't want to participate in that, stay in the locker room. Stay in the locker room. Don't disgrace yourself and don't disgrace your team. Do not disgrace your sport and your country. Stay in the locker room. It's as simple as that. That way we don't have to discuss it on Monday. I'm not discussing it on Monday anyway. I'm discussing football on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. But I'll tell you, it will be a bad, bad, bad look. I'm telling you that right now. Bad look. All right, if you want to call the show, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. If you are a fan of the Redskins, Larry Michael, their longtime voice, he'll be on with us. We'll talk with Larry about the fortunes of Washington. I read their schedule. They got a very tough schedule this year. We'll find out about how he thinks the maturation process is going for Kirk Cousins. Again, with you know how well he played in winning the division last year. We'll also ask Larry how he would sum up the NFC East right now. So we'll do that coming up at 5:32. We're halfway through on a Wednesday. 2 hours left, and we'll come back right here on the Grant Napier Show, Sports 1140 KHTK.